Kelly Show.
Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without doing this, you're doing all right. To Ohio we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because Burger King won't accept your coupons, you're doing all right.
All he wanted was a little flame-grilled goodness, but soon felt he was the one getting burned.
Okay. Now, should I say, to be fair, this guy was 73?
No, okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Apparently he got some coupons in Texas for a BOGO Whopper deal. Tried to use him in Ohio. They wouldn't accept it. He got all mad.
Can I have the Lakewood Police Department, please?
The 73-year-old customer placed his order at this Burger King on Madison Avenue in Lakewood and was trying to pay the bill when he told police they wouldn't accept his payment.
Yeah, because it was a coupon not valid at this store, dummy.
And buy one, get one free offer.
Did you hear the 911 operator's like, okay.
I had two coupons for a free Whopper.
Yeah. Oh my God. They're not going to accept it.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, the manager explained to him that, these coupons were only valid in Texas. You see, it says here.
It says that on the back of it. It's real small. You probably needed your bifocals to see it.
So you can't use them here in Ohio. When police arrived, the guy.
The police had to show up?
You call 911. The police have to investigate.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing. He did receive his coupons back.
Oh,
Burger
great.
King did give him his coupons back.
So you can go to Texas and use those?
Next time you're in Texas, you can use them there. But was also banned from that Burger King.
Oh.
We're going to kindly ask you never to come by here again.
Okay. Wow.
So again.
Do you think he's going to call 911 about that? I need my Whopper. Where am I supposed to get it if they're not going to let me go to Burger King?
If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without calling 911 because Burger King won't accept your coupons, you're doing all right.
That's not what we do, people. That's not what we put down the phone.
But it says right here, BOGO.
Oh, well. Yeah, the police do have other pressing issues to tend to.
They do.
They do.
That is setting the bar, friends.
Wow.
On 99.7 JX. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I'm putting this in the feel good category because of Kathy Kehoe. She's a great grandma. She took matters into her own hands and she took down a cobra snake that was slithering on her patio in an apartment complex Pennsylvania.
Yes, this is an actual cobra. As you might guess, that came as quite the surprise to the woman who found it and promptly killed it this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she literally
I would do it. Yes.
I mean, this is, you know, a poisonous cobra snake. This is something that you'd see like in a jungle or something.
Yeah,
I don't expect it
to be in Pennsylvania.
Not in Pennsylvania or not in a residential apartment complex.
Not
right.
That snake was found on the patio just behind me. It started to make its way in the grass towards me. And at a time when most people would probably go running the other way.
Not our hero grandma.
Kathy Kehoe came at it with a shovel and killed it.
Yeah.
Why are you not playing some sort of Superman music right now? Why are you not?
Listen to what Kathy had to say about her encounter.
And they were...
I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Did she make that noise?
Wait. Kathy, are you saying the snakes are saying that?
It's very raucous.
Kathy Kehoe says the frantic raucous squawks of blue jays in her garden tipped her off.
Ah, okay, the blue jays.
The blue making, jays that were making a little the, more accurate.
Kathy.
Those are blue jays in distress.
Those are blue jays. Okay. Blue jays, got it. All right.
That something was wrong.
Okay. I won't say a bad word to Cody. Right away.
The gutsy great-grandma approached and snapped these photos of the 4 to 5 foot venomous snake slithering along her patio at the Aspen Falls Apartments.
I can't have a poisonous snake. There's little kids here.
So she took matters into her own hands.
Yes, she did.
But he got over to here.
And what'd you do, Kathy?
I tapped his tail.
Wait,
hey. Whoa. Hey, mister. You don't belong here.
So Kathy walks over to the snake with the shovel, taps its tail just to see what it would do?
Tap, tap.
And he went up.
Well, yeah.
It turns around. Oh. Like,
and that's when I did the deed.
That's when I did the deed. Kathy Kehoe, great grandma.
Dang.
snake slayer.
Kehoe is terribly lucky she didn't miss.
You get hit by a medical cobra, you got 2 or 3 hours to get to a hospital and get any venom.
Okay, wow. Whoa, all right, wow. So there's that. Listen, that isn't a guy that is wearing any sort of like fish and wildlife gaming uniform. No. That is just a guy wearing a t-shirt who's the resident expert, we're calling him? Unofficial snake expert, maybe?
Right. Miss.
You get hit by a medical cobra, you got 2 or 3 hours to get to a hospital and get any venom.
Yeah, I saw that on YouTube. I read that on the YouTube.
I got the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Best thing to do in a situation like that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's dropping knowledge. He's dropping some advice. Okay, right. So this can help us here even locally in Louisville with all these snakes that are now coming out and exposing themselves because of all the rain.
Step back.
Step back.
Watch where it goes.
Watch where it goes.
Don't try to catch it. Don't try to kill it.
Got it.
Call animal control.
Okay.
All right.
Call animal control.
And run like heck.
That's according to the YouTubes.
Wow.
So there you go.
But not Kathy. This no-nonsense Nana has earned the respect of her neighbors.
Great job, Kathy. Awesome.
She's a bad
Yeah, they like Kathy. Kathy's doing justice.
Oh, she's a bad man, Majama.
I mean, listen, when you hear Kathy say, I would run too.
She clearly meant business. She has quite the vocabulary. That's a unique sound. I make unique sounds.
You do.
That's way more unique than any sound I've ever made.
Well, I would disagree.
Is that the first time Kathy
saw a man naked? Wow. First time. Great grandma Kathy saw a man without his britches. Okay, there you go. That's your feel good. 99.7 DJX.
Go.com.
We do a couple different styles of stories on the show from time to time. We do feel good stories that kind of just like brighten your day, make you feel good. We also do setting the bar stories, which are like examples of what not to do.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. Can't decide where this one falls. It's the story of 5-year-old kid named Isaiah, who got a little hungry and took matters into his own hands.
Isaiah had a craving for fast food early Sunday morning, but his grandma was sleeping, so he decided to make a call.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. Where? Or maybe he's going to call Grubhub?
Or McDonald's?
They deliver Uber Eats.
Yeah, who knows?
And call 911. Where's your emergency?
Oh, he decided to call 911. So this is where we say, all right, is it setting the bar? Is it feel good? Because normally we say, let's leave 911 to emergencies.
Exactly. But when you're hangry and you're 5 and grandma's sleeping,
you don't know how to react.
McDonald's.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, she's like, hang on a second. What? I need to make sure this is legit.
Bring me McDonald's.
Okay.
His voice is so pungent.
What do you think the dispatcher, Sarah, told him?
No, she's probably going to say no.
No, I can't bring you McDonald's.
Yeah. I know. But see, here with every 911 call, you know that they have to dispatch police.
Sure.
Right. So they trace the call. Officer Dan Patterson the guy that got dispatched. And so he actually was driving by McDonald's like, all right, well, I'll swing by. I'll pick him up a drink or something.
So swung by, picked
up a drink, a McDonald's drink on his way to check on Isaiah. At his home. And here's the thing. Isaiah was using the phone that had been deactivated.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah, because
it had no service, but he was still able to make a call?
Yeah, so it was deactivated, but it, like, hooked up to Wi-Fi, was able to call 911.
I didn't know that was possible.
Apparently, the first thing that Isaiah said to him was, my grandma's going to be so mad. Can you please just go away? and so they sorted it out.
You got to go.
Right.
You got to go.
Right. They sorted it out. And this kid is so funny because he's like, you know, obviously when gifted the cup,
right,
McDonald's cup.
Maybe he didn't understand that police are connected to 911.
Yeah, right? Maybe not.
Maybe.
But he commented on the McDonald's cup.
When you drink it and it's all gone, it makes a fart noise.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Isaiah. Appreciate that. So again, there is kind of a feel-good element to that. The way the officer responded to this 911 call. There also is kind of a setting the bar element to this where it's like, hey, don't call 911 if it's not an emergency. But sure. As Kelly said, if you're 5 and you're hangry, yeah. What are you going to do?
Can we just acknowledge that I did not understand that the McDonald's cup is such a gift that keeps on giving?
When you drink it and it's all gone, it makes a fart noise.
I'm telling you what, you're right. Gift that keeps on giving there. Is that setting the bar? Does it feel good? You decide.
It's all of that.
On 99.
And in Kelly Show.
Text messages at 502-571-9970 from Scott says, do y'all realize how awkward it is
for a new person to start listening to your show. I love it. Keep it uncomfortably awkward. We welcome all.
Yes.
We welcome all to the show, to the little family here.
Yeah, and that was an excellent point. Yeah, it's probably awkward.
It's about to get a little bit more awkward when you envision Kelly and I standing in the shower.
It's not helping.
Pondering life. Because a lot of times we call these shower thoughts because when you have those weird random thoughts, a lot of times you're just kind of sitting there in the shower as the warm water streams across you. There.
You're just waking up. Yeah, weird things pop in there.
Yeah, we call them shower thoughts.
For example, do caterpillars know they're going to be butterflies? Or do they just kind of like build this cocoon and then ask themselves, WTH am I doing? I mean, honestly.
I have no clue.
And then like when I'm their wings clueless. Start to sprout, like,
wow! What is going on?
What is this?
That's funny.
Oh, these are pretty.
Shower thoughts. You know, talking about insects reminded me.
Uh-huh.
You know, beekeeping must have been an awful job before beekeeping suits were invented. Ow.
Could you imagine? Ow. Oh, dang.
I really want that honey, but
ow.
Damn.
This is a really tough job. Ow. That hurts. Ah, is this worth it?
Shower thoughts.
You know, potatoes? They're kind of the party vegetable. When you think about it, right?
Okay.
Like they get baked, fried, they're the main ingredient in some vodkas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Party come potatoes on. In the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
Party potatoes.
Party spuds are in the house tonight.
There you go.
Yeah, next time, think about that when you're cooking.
All right. That's surely what I'm going to be doing.
Absolutely. When I am nuking my little mashed potatoes, because that's how I cook. I nuke.
One more here. Shower thoughts. You know when you sit on the toilet?
Oh, God. No, you're not. No, don't go there. What's going on?
Think about this. No. Think about this. Go with me on this.
No.
When you sit on the toilet, you connect your butt up to the large network of connected butts in the world. It's like the internet of butts.
Stop it! Stop! Stop, stop, stop! Nobody needs to think about that. Nobody. Not one person.
You're all connected.
What is the matter?
We're all now intimately connected.
No, we are not intimately connected.
And that's shower thoughts.
DJ X.
Every morning, right about this time, we always give you kind of feel-good stories. Stories that put a smile on your face, all right?
Yeah.
Feel-good, brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. You know what's perfectly normal?
What?
Falling asleep while wearing AirPods.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't know. Not an Apple phone person. Don't even have AirPods.
My husband has them.
However, I've seen them, and I've seen them used before. But what's abnormal about this statement is somehow swallowing an AirPod in your sleep.
Oh, God.
What?
Don't do that.
Enter a guy from Taiwan by the name of Ben H.
Oh, Ben.
Yeah. Woke up from a nap, couldn't find one of his AirPods, going,
Oh, where'd that go? Slippery little sucker.
So, there's a way that you can track your AirPod by hitting the play sound option. You know where that sound came from?
Where'd that come from?
Meandering through his digestive tract.
It was meandering through his digestive tract?
He could hear it.
Oh, gosh.
In his belly.
He was beeping his belly?
So he went to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Doctors were like, here's some laxatives.
Seriously?
Let's figure this out on your own.
Oh, gosh. Oh, let nature take its course.
So when nature took its course, the battery was still at 41%. Still worked.
Oh. Are you kidding me right now?
Still had battery life?
He said it was magical.
I can't believe it still worked, but I do have a side story with that. For my phone, I dropped it in a charter bus toilet overnight. Oh. Listen. Oh. And then we fished it out the next day.
Oh.
That water was murky.
Oh.
And it still worked.
It worked?
I still continued using it.
You held that to your face?
how much sanitizer, how much washing? I can't. There's not enough. There's no.
Kat took this feel-good story to a different direction.
It did. Yeah. It went down the charter bus toilet.
Right down the charter bus toilet.
Hey, those AirPods are expensive, and so is an iPhone.
But you know what? Again, yes, quality products in the Apple family.
So there you go.
If they can survive that kind of torture.
If they can survive that torture.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's your feel-good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Do them every hour here.
Is it feel-good?
Feel-good?
Is it?
He pooped an AirPod. It's all good.
Kelly Show.
You know, Florida makes the show from time to time just because random weird things happen almost daily down there in that state. And this is no other. It's a turtle army in Florida, thanks to Tom Lane.
An Indianic man was arrested Tuesday and charged with disturbing the peace, resisting arrest without violence, and misusing 911.
Yeah, he actually called 911 on himself.
Oh.
After he was allegedly screaming obscenities and threatening to unleash his turtle army.
Yeah, so okay. calling himself a saint and said his army of turtles would, quote, destroy everyone. In fact, even in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven, of course, where else would you be?
That's one of the epicenters.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas, a.k.a. the Pied Piper of South Florida there.
And the turtles, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, called 911 on himself, telling the 911 operator that he was a saint and that his army of turtles would destroy everyone.
Did we have a hint as to why he was upset?
I don't know if that was actually a threat or like, hey, I'm the Pied Piper of these turtles. I'm kind of their king and they've gone rogue.
Okay, so this could have been a warning or a threat.
Maybe it was a threat. Maybe it was a warning like, yo.
But when he said unleash, I feel like that's more on the threatening side.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like they were his disciples before. If he's a saint.
So obviously, we kind of think, and you kind of know how our brains work with this. When we think about animals, I think one of the most magical things is going to YouTube and just typing in the animal that we're talking about and then typing the word mating.
Well, when you're talking about an army, you got to figure out, how that army was made.
That's adorable.
It is one of the most precious,
adorable
precious sound
in the human species. The sound of small turtles mating.
We can only assume they're box turtles.
Oh, wow.
What a most adorable and precious moment right
most
here.
Precious, precious noises. Birthed an army of turtles.
So there you go, Florida.
Okay.
Making the show courtesy of a turtle army.
Wow.
And Tom Lane.
It was
Pied Piper.
Fun with Tom on 99.7.
DJX.
Earlier, we were talking about this whale wiener that was sold at auction for $6,000.
Why are we going back to that?
Because we got a text from a listener.
No, I don't want to read text messages anymore from anybody. Just want to go in a hole by myself.
Oh, God. Careful what you say.
Wait, no, I don't want to say that
Kelly.
Either.
Okay,
God.
So this listener just says, hey, you all are comedy with a YouTube link. So naturally, where I learn everything.
Yes, you click on strange YouTube links.
Strange YouTube links.
Yeah.
And come across what female happened? Scientists studying
Why?
The whale wiener.
Why? For a second, so I can show the
Don't pull any more until I tell you, because we're just looking at something.
Okay.
Did he say don't pull anymore?
We're just looking at something.
Oh, what are we pulling on?
So this is a whale that has washed up on the beach and a bunch of scientists that have gathered around, and she's about to show us something.
God, that is massive.
Their accents just make this so much better.
I cannot handle this right now. Friends, we are learning all together here.
I didn't need to learn about this.
Whales are big animals.
They are. And I could have, you could have just told me they magically appear and I would have been fine with that.
It is massive. Oh, God. This is the sheath holding the
Oh, my gosh.
Stop. She is manhandling it.
Jeez, Ellie. Will you stop it? Will you stop?
I'm just telling you what she's doing.
Listen, she is being very gentle.
No, she's not. She's really not. She's just diving in.
And this.
Wow.
Look, he's laughing. He's laughing.
I didn't cut it off, guys.
She's being very.
They can't handle it.
Oh, my goodness. They cannot handle
she's
that.
Being all business. And they're like, nope. They're giggling like sixth graders. Like we are. We can't do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really...
You haven't vetted the rest of it, have you?
I haven't. The clip is 2 minutes long. I don't know how much further we need to go.
How far can we go?
Well, I...
There's no bone in this...
Okay. Right. Wow.
She keeps saying that word. She is being very... She's kind of flapping at a rat. I need her to stop that.
So again, this all kind of spirals from this story that we had where there was one of these sold at auction for $6,000. What? And so a listener was just like, hey, you guys should probably learn a little bit more about this appendage.
What did we learn? No. Did we learn anything,
we
Ben?
We learned nothing. Not one
Are
thing.
You kidding me?
Yeah, we learned this is way too big and I don't want to look at it.
There That's it is! That's what we learned! That's what we learned. That's what we learned. So, naturally, what I will do as...
I'm crying.
As a...
snot's coming out of my nose. I can't.
I will go ahead and share this on Twitter.
No, you should not.
Yeah.
You should not.
Twitter's a wild west. I can do that. Text message from Kylie. Stop! I can't drive and cry laugh at the same time. Not safe.
You have tears. You got snot out of your nose. There's a lot going on.
The scientists said it best.
It's actually probably the most amazing in the animal world.
I mean, she said it best. That's a lot to live up to.
That's a large statement. That is a large statement. Stop handling it like that. I need to stop watching.
We are not a mature enough show to cover subjects like
that. No, that's why I am this age. I am today years old when I have learned that kind of stuff because I couldn't handle it.
There you go.
In my younger years, I couldn't.
All right, so we learned together, guys. We learned together.
Okay.
So
wait, let's go back to the one that sold at auction. All right, seriously, are they going to hang that on a wall?
Okay.
Is that a conversation piece?
I've tweeted that video out so you can all learn along with us at Ben and Kelly Show.
I'm dizzy.
MadNessDJ.com. Kelly, this is a love story.
Oh, okay.
From the Twitter.com. You know, every now and then I think, you know, there's just so much on social media. I think, gosh, I need to just check out for a little bit, give myself a rest. Then I come across.
Oh, you check out on Twitter? That's where all the awfulness happens.
And then I come across these things.
Okay. This is what keeps you hooked in.
And it sucks me right back in.
All right.
Like I said, this is a love story. Told from the point of view of a stepdad. This stepdad, Tricky D, writes...
Tricky D, the stepdad?
Is he a rapper?
So my stepson has a girl upstairs in his room.
Oh, no.
That stayed the night.
Oh!
And my wife doesn't know yet.
Oh.
I'm curious on how he plans to smuggle her out now that the whole family is awake.
Oh.
Shocker alert!
And now we wait.
Oh, my gosh!
The feed continues.
Oh,
people
my gosh.
Are asking for updates. She's still here.
Oh.
The wife has gone into full Saturday house cleaning mode, still hasn't noticed the cute white shoes by the door. This could be his chance while she's distracted.
Oh, my gosh.
Go, buddy, go.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Go.
So nervous.
Poor girl.
Tricky D continues.
Tricky D.
A note on the shoe thing. There is a side door attached to the kitchen, literally right at the bottom of the stairs, but...
That's the out.
Those damn shoes are on the opposite side of the house.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
No!
11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My wife, amazing wife, cleaning so hardcore, she doesn't even notice me standing behind her taking this picture. Music cranked all the way. Now's the chance. Will he see the opportunity?
It is 11 a.m. and he has not yet emerged.
Kelly, he's probably hungover.
Keep in mind...
Girl.
Tricky D is the stepdad, and he is live tweeting about his stepson and the girl he has up in his room.
Do we know how old the stepson is? Has he? Okay.
Tricky D.
Uh-huh.
I see y'all commenting about help the kid out. He's 18 years old.
Oh, okay.
We live and die by our choices.
Oh, right. Well, wow. Oh, he is just
Tricky
going
D
to
continues.
Let this kid figure it out.
Yep, and the wife is done in the bathroom and has moved on to the kitchen. The kitchen is at the bottom of the stairs. Oof. So who are we rooting for? Young Love or Mama Bear here? Tricky D. I think they may be waiting it out. The wife usually lays down and reads after lunch, especially after cleaning her butt off all morning.
Oh, maybe nap time. Nap time is when they sneak out.
Could he be waiting for that? Can she hold her pee another hour or so?
Oh, gosh,
I have no idea what they're thinking up there. Tricky D continues, I'm afraid this thread isn't going to live up to the hype. You know, like a Ben Affleck Miramax movie? I'm waiting just like the rest of you. Then it turns.
Uh-oh, plot twist. What happened?
Tricky D. OMG, OMG, OMG! She came down to use the bathroom!
Oh my gosh! Did Mama Bear dare say it?
One of his closest friends. See, Mom might believe that it's just a friendly sleepover.
No,
she was lucky
never.
Enough to sleep through the blank fest above our heads at 4 in the morning.
Oh, gosh! Oh, gosh!
I don't
maybe
even...
Maybe they were just studying.
I don't even know if the wife saw her come downstairs to use the bathroom. She said nothing, and it's not like I can ask.
Oh, yeah, maybe she didn't. Maybe she didn't see. Maybe she didn't see.
Tricky D. OMG, this kid! Nonchalant! He casually strolls downstairs, grabs the shoes,
whoa,
and goes back upstairs, side-eyeing me the whole way past. I shot him a little wink. They gonna hit that side door, bet. And Tricky D wraps it up. Well, that's a wrap, folks. Mama just went to the bedroom to lay down and rest for a bit. He's got a good 2-3 hour window. Looks like young love finds a way
now. Oh, wow.
And wraps it up. And closer. Sure enough, hit the side door and they gone. I don't know about you, but I need a drink after that suspense. Thanks for following along. That was amazing. So again, I told you, it was it was a story of love.
That was epic.
A love story between two young star-crossed lovers.
Holy cow, and Mama Bear not finding
and
out.
And the stepdad who saw it all go down.
God, I'm sweaty because I feel like I can relate.
My son better never.
There you are. And like I said, all that fun stuff off the Twitter.com.
Turn up, it's me, Ariana Grande.
Arianators, get ready to say
hey, good night.
The 99.7 DJX All Access Summer continues with Ariana Grande. November 17th at Rupp Arena. Just keep breathing. Listen weekdays at 7, 9, noon, 3, and 5 for the winning word. Enter it at WDJX.com. And your summer could get a whole lot sweeter.
What's up, Arianators? I'm here.
With tickets to Ariana Grande's Sweetener World Tour.
This is my station.
No, this is...
Only from 99.7 DJX and Wellstone Regional Hospital.
Wellstone Regional Hospital is here to help with your struggles, like depression, addiction, and other mental health issues. Visit WellstoneHospital.com for more information. With limited exceptions. Physicians are not employees or
agents. Go.com. Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Cassie wrote to us. She says, do you want a good person to call with a prank call?
Yes.
We're all like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
How about my husband, Dennis?
All right.
I've got some stuff I could tell you about him. I think he'd be a good person to call with a little phone tap. My contact info is below. I think it would be a blast to prank Dennis. Yeah, she kind of told us quite a bit.
Yeah, she did.
And then left it kind of like wide open.
And then Dennis didn't really like the way the direction we went.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I'm Steve Jones calling you from photobook.com. We have a photo order from Cassie.
Well, Cassie's not here right now, but I'm her husband.
No problem. I can talk to you. What is your name, sir?
It's Dennis.
Hey, Dennis. So we're an online photo company that puts together photo books. Your wife sent us some family photos, and you know we scan them in and bind them into a nice keepsake book for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she told me she was going to do something like that.
Yeah, so here's the issue. Your wife mailed us a bunch of these really old photos.
Right, yeah, old family pictures.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, when we were doing the layout, one of our guys, spilled his drink on the pictures, and some of them were damaged.
Oh, no.
Whoa, okay. Oh, damaged? Damaged how?
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can imagine if you spill your drink on an old picture or a bunch of old pictures, then leave it overnight, then...
Wait, what? Leave it overnight?
Yeah, I mean... He's not really one of our smartest employees.
Well, what did he spill on it? What, water? What?
No. I mean, it's kind of comical. I mean, it was actually beer.
Beer? He was drinking beer at work?
Yeah. Well, that's a long story. So we came in this morning and we saw that a bunch of these old photos were damaged. And so we were just trying to figure out a way to make this right for you guys.
Okay. Well, just to let you guys know, those were the only copies of those pictures. They go back to my grandfather's days and earlier.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones we had.
Yeah, I understand. There's a lot that we can do with technology, and I'm hoping that we can restore the photos back to how they were before they were damaged. Now, I mean, I see that there was an old black and white one here with a couple at Disneyland.
Yes. Those are my grandparents. That was my grandma and my grandpa.
Right. Well, see, the background still looks good, but see, your grandpa's face kind of got smudged out by a beer stain.
Oh, you're kidding me. Are you you're kidding? Okay, you know, like I said before, we don't have any other copies of those pictures.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we should be able to recreate your grandpa's face for that photo.
Okay, well, so how are you going to do that?
Well, I assume there's a family resemblance between you and your grandfather. So why don't you send us a photo of your face? Then we'll use our aging technology to make you look older and then paste that face over your smudged grandpa's face.
Oh, my God.
You see? That'll work.
No.
Right?
Nope.
Okay. Look, that is the stupidest thing I have ever heard of. That's never going to work.
Well, I did try to restore and enhance another photo. It was one of your wife, I believe, sitting on something. I really couldn't tell what it was, so I put her on the space shuttle. And it turned out really well.
That was your fix? You damage a picture. One of your employees spills beer on a picture, and you couldn't tell what she was sitting on, so you naturally assumed, oh, she must be sitting on the space shuttle. What kind of stupid are you?
Well... that's an interesting question.
Well, you know, we'll stop. And who told you to mess with this anyway?
Well, actually, Dennis, it was your wife's idea. She was the one who contacted us here at 99.7 DJX and said, hey, why don't you guys pull a prank on my husband, Dennis?
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Dennis, it's Ben Davis calling you from 99.7 DJX with the phone tap.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you guys had me so wound up.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, man, I was really about to lose it.
Wow, I would have hated to have heard you then. Your pictures are fine, man.
Well, they better be. They better be. Oh, man. Oh,
the space shuttle.
Or rocket ship.
I kind of need to see.
Either way.
I kind of need to see that picture.
That's your phone tap on 99. 99-